This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
As always, you're invited to join us here in this live Sunday edition of the program with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there on the site, so please enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com as we continue to we'll take your calls. But also want to talk about some pretty big news that hit yesterday. And on the way, we'll also get into civil disobedience and non-cooperation in New Zealand over their gun confiscation rules and programs or whatever. Richie, you've got that story, so definitely want to get into that. But last night I was out. I was actually visiting the yearly dinner that they have for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And that is an organization that was founded by New Hampshire natives and Free State Project early movers.
I just call it a vacation.
Okay. So anyway, was there at this dinner, and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is an organization of people who care about freedom, who many of them moved here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, which is the reason why the three of us are here. That's the reason why thousands of people have picked up their lives who care about liberty and moved to New Hampshire.
Have you ever been to this, Richie?
I have not. This was the first one I've been eligible for, because I haven't been here a whole year yet.
Well, you don't.
I don't think you have to be here a year. You just have to have like $70.
Well, yeah, but how often do they do it? I thought it's
once a year.
Yeah, so I wasn't here last year for it.
Oh, okay.
Geographically eligible.
Yeah, geographically
okay, gotcha. Eligible.
I wasn't going to fly up for the dinner from Hawaii.
It's the definition of a rubber chicken dinner. I mean, it really is.
What do you mean you don't like? You didn't like the food?
So right, the food tends to be mediocre at these events, and
it's just hotel banquet food. I mean, it is what it is. It's not bad.
I understand how you feel about it. That's why they call it. Most people call them rubber chicken dinners.
Okay, I've never heard that before.
Really?
Yeah, usually like hotel food is a little fancier than what you would typically get at your typical restaurant.
I don't think so.
No? Okay, you're paying a lot more for it. That's for damn sure.
I think that's his point. You're not paying for the food itself, though. It's a rubber chicken dinner. But you're paying for the
you go to these events to see whomever is going to be at the event, not for the food. And usually the food is substandard, in my opinion. You'll get something better at a restaurant. And hotels,
for the money, it's definitely substandard. But it's
hotels,
not like
I'm looking
McDonald's
at
or Taco Bell quality.
I don't understand why it is that the meals are like they are at hotel dinners, but they are.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not like a grade Z Taco Bell quality or something like that. I mean, they tend to have decent cuts of chicken, and the fish that I had last night was excellent, and I had no complaints. Last year, I remember, it was a little on the light side, that there wasn't much to the dinner, but it was pretty good this year. But, yeah, you do pay a lot more for it, obviously. Yeah. The hotel, whenever you have an event at a hotel, the hotel basically has you over a barrel.
Richie, ask him how he liked the jail food.
How was the jail food?
It was actually really good.
this is my point. Is that Ian does.
So there's a baseline.
I worked in the kitchen. I know that, you know, there was real eggs being used, not some kind of fake eggs or whatever that you would expect a jail to use. So, like, and I don't know. They probably have cut back on the quality since, you know, I've been there. I was there for civil disobedience back in 2011.
I think you like food that you didn't have to write a checkout for at the time that you write it out.
No, it's something that all the guys in the jail would tell you. If they spent time in another jail, they would tell you that this jail was far and away much better than any other jail's food that they've ever been in. And I believe them. I don't think they have any reason to lie about that.
Well, come on. I mean, so you're now comparing jail food to jail food.
Well, yeah. What else are you going to do?
The rape at this jail is better than the rape at the other jails.
Well, at least this one uses lube.
Right.
Plus, since I was working in the kitchen every now and then, we got some, you know, extra little bonuses, like, you know, bacon for the
hug,
the egg and cheese sandwiches or whatever. No, I don't know if you. I never tried hugging any of the guys in there, Mark. I don't know if that would go over. Really
I thought
well.
You were big on hugging law enforcement. What about the
law enforcement or other inmates?
What about the correctional officers?
There aren't very many law enforcement officers in the kitchen. There's just the kitchen.
The screws,
staff.
The bulls, the COs. They need love too, and you should have hugged them.
Yeah, so anyway, back to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is, I never got to finish what they are.
It's no, group, no.
it's a great group of liberty-minded folks who created this organization to essentially do a lot of political outreach, and they do a variety of different tasks, including giving a grade, like a letter grade, to all of the state representatives and
because
the
they
state
give,
senators.
Right, they give a pass or fail grade to all of the, well, most of the laws that are passing through. They target the laws that are most likely to be the worst. They don't get every law. We're working on that, but, you know, regardless. They don't get every one of them, but they do get
there
a lot
a
of them.
1,000 bills in this last session.
Yeah, jeez. Right.
They had 30-plus people who had volunteered their time to review as many of those bills as they possibly could, which is a lot of time.
Yeah.
Because you got to be the kind of person who actually likes to read bills,
like 300 bills per person, right?
Not awful. No, if there's 30-something...
30 bills?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, they read the bills, they review the bills, they make recommendations on how the state reps should vote on the bills. They actually print up the recommendations every week on what they call the gold standard. It is a gold sheet of paper, and they hand it out to every single state rep, whether they're Republican or Democrat, as they're walking
everybody gets
in.
One.
They hand
it's
these
not
out.
A secret how the so, libertarians want you to vote.
Right. So in most places, the Republicans and Democrats make recommendations to their own people.
Right.
Right. So if you're a Republican, the Republicans say you should vote like this. If you're a Democrat, they say you should vote like this. And here in New Hampshire, not only do they get it from their own parties, but they also get the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance recommendations. So here's how you vote if you want to vote for freedom. And
they're so interested in getting that A-plus from the NHLA that they always vote with the recommendation.
No, but some of them do. There were actually three people of the 400 state representatives who got a perfect 100% score, and they all got awards at this dinner last night.
Always appreciate that.
Yep. And then they gave one of those three the what they call the Liberty Legislator of the Year Award, which has in the past been given to Free Talk Live listeners and sponsors like Mark Warden, the Porcupine real estate agent. He won that, I believe, twice.
Nice.
And Mike Sylvia won last year, longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. And this year it went to a gentleman who I don't know how familiar he is with Free Talk Live, but he's a super, super nice guy. His name's John Burt. He's a big gun rights guy, but he voted 100% on, you know, correctly as far as pro-liberty on the 100 issues. They don't look at all 800 or 900 bills, but they look at 100 key issues that they thought were, you know, really important. So, like, ending the death penalty might have been in there. I didn't look at the list.
They've started including it, which I'm proud that they are doing that.
Yeah, me too.
One thing I think it's worth pointing out is that the House Republican Alliance does a similar sort of sheet,
mm-hmm.
and the NHLA is about 95% in agreement, or vice versa, right? Like the House Republican Alliance.
They didn't agree on that one, I bet.
I'll bet they did not.
Because the Republican leadership was pushing their members, if you will, to vote against getting rid of the death penalty. And luckily, many of them refused to go along with that. In fact, John Burt made a statement when he, you know, kind of accepted his award. He said that there's this pressure from the top of the Republican Party to vote with the party. And he says, I vote my conscience. And, of course, he got a great round of applause for saying that. Because that's what you want somebody to do, is not just follow along blindly with what the party says, but to actually vote what they believe is the right way to do things.
I would be very curious. I know that there were a handful of what I would call liberty reps, that a small handful, that decided to vote first against the death penalty, for the bill against the death penalty. Mm-hmm. Then when it was vetoed, it came back, and they voted for it.
To support the veto.
To support the veto for
flipped.
The governor. They flipped.
They flipped.
And
I didn't get a chance to ask one of them about that. I kind of wanted to, but I just didn't get the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
It's politics. Those people
That's
are
what
playing
I think
politics.
It is, but I'd like to know what the politics was.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Who are you trying to appease
why? The outcome.
Feelings.
Yeah, the outcome was as I wanted the outcome to be, which was to get rid
to
of the death penalty.
To repeal the death penalty. To be, I think, the 22nd state? It's in the early 20s, I believe, New Hampshire, to repeal completely the death penalty. There was another thing in their summary of one of the other kind of victories. Because, well, just to, we'll continue the discussion here. In fact, Dave is on the line in New Hampshire, and he was calling in about where I was going to lead with this, which is to say that there's a major announcement about a libertarian who's planning a move to New Hampshire. I found out about it last night. They also have created an emancipation statute now in New Hampshire, which never existed before, so that's kind of interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, 855-450, free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to join us in there, and then you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. By the way, you've got Ian here.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Just kind of recapping some of the good news here in New Hampshire as we have been chronicling the movement or the migration of thousands of libertarians who have made the move here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. It started with the Free State Project back more than a decade ago. And that was what Nicholas Sarwar, who is the National Libertarian Party chairman, cited in an article that he posted on his social media yesterday morning. He wrote something about this, but actually I think that's what Dave's calling in about. So I'm going to bring Dave on the line here. Dave Ridley, I presume?
Yeah. How awkward is this, me calling you to tell you about your news release that you sent me?
You're referring to the article that I wrote about this last night on freekeen.com about Nick Sarwar from the National Libertarian Party deciding to make the move to New Hampshire and deciding to do it apparently as soon as next month.
Oh, nice. That's good. Yeah. There was this period of time, you know, back in the 03-04 era where I guess the Libertarian Party sort of didn't like what we were doing, you know, as though, you know, anything successful they have to stay away from. but that's good to see this sort of a change, at least on his part.
So you're happy about this then?
Yeah, although I'm not saying he changed. He may have been in favor of this from the beginning. I don't know. But
yeah, he did say he signed up back in 2002.
Oh, wow. He's an early signer
for the Free State Project.
Far earlier
than
that.
So I suspect he wasn't even the chairman. Yeah, I don't think he was the chairman of the Libertarian Party way back then.
So did he say anything in this release? I haven't read Ian's story. I know very little.
I've got the release right here. I can read the whole thing.
Did he say anything about joining the Libertarian Party when he moves to New Hampshire?
He did not say anything about that.
Okay, so, you know, just moving.
I'm glad he's honoring his commitment to the initial signing in 2002.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who dropped off between then and now.
Well, and
yeah, screw it. It's been too long. I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, and if you signed in 2002, you signed a different statement of intent, and that statement of intent included a date, and that date was September of 2006, I believe.
Okay.
So there's no honoring in this case.
Okay.
He's choosing to move to New Hampshire.
Nice.
Right, because he had a really positive experience.
It's awesome.
I'll read the piece here with you on the line if you want, Dave. It's Nicholas Sarwark on his Facebook post here. He says, on June 30th, 2002, I was chair of the Libertarian Party of Maryland and attended an event with a speaker. He says maybe it was Jason Sorens, he doesn't remember, talking about this idea of moving 20,000 liberty-loving people to a single state to be a tireless minority who could achieve liberty in our lifetimes. The state would be chosen by those who signed a pledge to move once 20,000 people had signed up. It seemed like a good idea to me at the time, and I became signer number 461 for the Free State Project that day.
That is pretty impressive as far as a number signer goes.
The state was chosen, New Hampshire, which was, by the way, a vote of the earliest 5,000 members. I think about half of them voted. But sign-ups went slowly. And by the way, the sign-ups went slowly after New Hampshire was chosen. So it was like going super fast before that, and then they chose the state at 5,000, and then it just dropped off the cliff.
Right.
It's cold up here.
Well, but most of the states were cold states.
I think that it was the reality of it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just like, oh, they've picked a state. Instead
of to move?
Right. What the original criteria was, they picked 12 states and then eliminated two.
Okay.
Sorry, Hawaii was one of those ones eliminated.
That's
true, yeah.
Hawaii and New Jersey, right?
No, Rhode Island.
Okay. Were eliminated. So you had, and I won't be able to get them all off the top of my head, but like Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, New Hampshire, Vermont. Ian, help me out. Delaware, Alaska. I don't know. I'm about done at this point. So Maine was on the list, and it was just sort of, you know, they decided it was going to be the first 5,000 people were going to determine which state, and then they would just go ahead and everything would be hunky dory, and they'd get another 15,000 people to sign up. Well, that is probably the biggest mistake of the Free State Project's existence, was presuming that once we picked a state that people would immediately, you know, hey, yeah, that's a great idea. Instead, it seemed like the reality of picking a state sort of crushed the numbers. And there were several years before Ron Paul got big that basically Free Talk Live was the only thing bringing in signups. And we were credited by Jason Sorens at one point on the air with about a quarter of the signers of the Free State Project.
Hmm.
So,
do you think that if they had waited to cast that vote until later, they might have got more signers but less overall movers?
Who knows? I think
if they'd waited on the vote, this would have been done by like 2005.
Okay.
I think if instead of, because we were going up at such an insane clip before we hit 5,000, because it was at 5,000 where they decided they were going to have the vote.
Right.
I mean, it was just crazy the amount of people that were signing up at that time. I think it was like in the, you know, the hundreds per week or something like that. It was a lot of
but
people.
But if you hit 20,000 and then they go like, okay, voting and New Hampshire's picked and like more than
Don't think you would have gotten half of the movers at that point.
And you could sign up without...
But at least people would still be alive.
Right. No? And you could sign up and exclude certain states.
Okay.
So, for instance, I actually signed up after they had the vote because I just sort of wanted to wait and see where they picked.
Okay.
Because I was rooting for Alaska. I thought that was the best choice. It's already, you know, not attached to the United States. It's got all the advantages that New Hampshire had except for sort of these diminutive size. And, you know, that's what I thought.
Yeah, the size is a big help being here in New Hampshire. It's super easy to be able to just
drive an
hour.
You can live anywhere in the state. And that means you can live in any single congressional district for the state, the 400 congressional districts of the state. You can live anywhere in the state and travel to the state house to either testify or be a state rep. Just about anybody can get elected as a state rep. All you have to do is put your name out and then, you know, maybe do a mailer or do some door knocking. It's pretty easy. You basically represent about, on average, 3,500 people, so it's not a big election.
Right.
Most people don't really know who their rep is.
Mm-hmm.
So just putting a name out there is useful.
Dave, you're kind of absorbing a lot of this. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's interesting. On Facebook, I can't visit Facebook a single day without seeing some new post from someone who's just moved, or he's posting something welcoming someone new, or somebody's posting a question. Okay, it's time for me to move. Can you tell me about the gun laws? You know, in some ways the activity level seems down from a few years ago, but the actual moving, it seems to really be happening.
Well, and they're continuing to get signers as well.
Yep, that's true as well. Dave, thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. And so more from Nicholas Sarwar.
Well, before you go on, I think that one of the reasons that activity might be down is because it used to be sort of come here and get active in some manner. But now that people have been active for a long time, many people have come to a conclusion here, the Great Freedom Migration, that basically political action seems to be the best bang for the buck. And the people who don't want to do it are like, well, guess I'll live my life. So they might move, but what is there for them to do? Street theater? They're not going to do that. So
I don't know. Do whatever you're called to do. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. There's nobody to tell you what to do. 855-450-3733. We got more coming up here on the LP chairman coming on board with New Hampshire.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Liquor Chops. Get the third bottle free. New improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Liquor Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Power was restored to the heart of New York City after a major outage impacted an estimated 72,000-plus customers, mostly in Manhattan's Midtown and Upper West Side. Con Edison said it completed power restoration to all customers on the west side of Manhattan, and the last of the six electrical networks is back in service. Speaking to reporters, Mayor Bill de Blasio said investigators were still trying to determine what caused the outage, but he said officials now know that terrorism is not to blame.
The investigation is going to look at the root cause, but I want to say up front, the one thing that we are as certain as we can be at this moment about is this was not a cyber attack, and this was not an act of physical terrorism.
Federal authorities have confirmed there was no evidence whatsoever of nefarious activity in that situation.
Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you, and they sound great on our Discord server. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can join one of the top four rooms, and it will join you in there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
By the way, I want to tell you about an incredible deal that is only going to last for, I think, another day on My Magic Mud.
Yeah.
This is black tooth
now
powder.
Now's the time to buy your My Magic Mud.
Let's tell you what it is. It's black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. But if you haven't believed us on these claims, because, Mark, you swear by this stuff.
Right. I've gone so far as to say if you listen to nothing else I say on the air. Like,
that's
I get
true.
It.
You're really a fan.
The things that we say here on the air are... might be radical for some people to digest or whatever, but almost all of you who are listening to me have teeth. And so therefore, the statements I'm making, I really believe firmly that these are good for all the teeth you have left.
And you get to try it now for 50% off, which is the deal that you can get through Amazon, which I didn't even know they were on Amazon, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Sure, sure.
Because we went through the laundry list of places that My Magic Mud is available. Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, and of course, MyMagicMud.com. But they're also on Amazon, and Amazon's got this thing called Prime Day, which apparently is more than one day.
I think it's tomorrow and the next day.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Okay. Well, the note I have here says that this sale ends on the 15th, which would be tomorrow. So it's 50% off from now through July 15th. At what time it ends on the 15th, I don't know. So you probably want to get your order in sooner rather than later. And it's 50% off. So, like, you know, we gave you our code for their website, FTL20. It only gets you 20% off. What they're asking you to do, though, is to leave a review once you get the product and, you know, try it out. Come back later and leave a review. Or if you're already familiar with the product, then please just leave a review right away when you buy it over at Amazon during Prime Days. And, again, this offer of 50% off My Magic Mud is over sometime tomorrow, sometime Monday. This is what they sent us a notice to let us know, so we're letting you know. Otherwise, you can go to MyMagicMud.com if you're hearing this too late, and you can still get 20% off with our code FTL20. So, back to the post from Nicholas Sarwark. And as I pointed out on a blog that I wrote about this over at freekeen.com, a lot of us early movers, people who, Mark, you and I, we moved back in 2006. I don't think you were an early mover, Richie.
No, nope, not at all.
I moved as part of the main migration of the Free State Project.
They hit the number and I went, oh, gotta go.
You moved early on in that. Sure. I would say series, because we're about the halfway point. It's a 5-year window. The Free State Project reached 20,000 people who pledged to make the move here back in 2016 in February, and now we're in the summer of 2019. So there's a couple two and a half years to go where people can make this move, and that's what Nicholas Sarwark has decided he's going to do. But what I pointed out was, I felt like there would be a point at which we had created a place. A liberty activism environment or community that would be so successful that the average libertarian, who many of them have not heard of us, and this was true certainly a decade ago, and I think it's still true today. I still think that there's a lot of libertarians out there that don't know what the Free State Project
any
is.
Any idea of a percentage?
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
No.
I think a lot of libertarians. I mean, I'm going to say, and it depends on how you define it, right? Uh-huh. To me, it's like anybody who's active in any way with any of the liberty organizations out there, basically. I think that more than half have heard about the Free State Project or New Hampshire or
maybe
something, or the Shire Society or the Great Freedom
I think that's
Migration.
Optimistic, but maybe.
I've been to these conventions outside, and when you go to Anarchapulco, there's one that you've been to. You'll go to Freedom Fest here very shortly next week, and start asking people if they've heard about it or not. Because I think
it's more useful to do it when you're on a stage in front of a large group of people, because then you can get sort of a take the temperature of the room kind of thing. If you're just asking people individually, it's going to be a lot harder to really get any meaningful data. But anyway, regardless, my point being that I felt like it would get to the point where, even if people were aware of it before, they still were probably skeptical, right? Like, oh, yeah, sure, that'll never work, or whatever. The idea of migrating and concentrating libertarians to one particular geographic area.
Well, it depends on what you want it to work for. If you want it to work
for more freedom.
If you want it to work to concentrate libertarians, it's already been successful.
That's what I'm saying here, is that I thought that we would get to a point where it would be so undeniably successful that the average libertarian activist looks at what's going on, they've heard something about what's going on, and they say to themselves, okay, I have to do this. I have to be with this migration. I have to move to New Hampshire, because if I care about freedom, I have to go to the place on the planet where the most freedom-loving people are.
Well, and I think part of the issue getting those people to do that is some of the bigger names within the libertarian movement haven't made the move.
Right.
One reason or another.
When Tom Woods was here, it's several years ago.
When he was here for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I think it was 5 years ago or whatever. He asked me a question that I don't know, that I've never been able to answer, which is, why would I move? Actually,
because you live in Massachusetts. I mean, the obvious seems pretty obvious.
Yeah. Tom Woods didn't live in
Massachusetts. I thought he lived in Massachusetts.
I don't know that he's ever lived in Massachusetts. He lived
time
in Kansas.
Huh.
And he was moving to Orlando. So, if the freedom he wants is the freedom to no longer shovel snow, then he's got it. And okay. I would hope
that people care more about freedom just in general. If that's all you care about is not shoveling snow or, you know, sure, being able to smoke marijuana, then yeah, there's other places that you can go to live your life out. But if you actually care about human freedom, which means freedom for humans who are not necessarily you, but also you, if you care about just generally the state of freedom in the world and you want to carve out a place where there's more freedom in one place than any other, then it will become impossible to ignore New Hampshire. It will become impossible to say that we have not been incredibly successful here compared to every other libertarian migration or activism movement on the planet.
Compared to a libertarian migration, but as far as we've got thousands
or
of
movement
movers.
Of people just in one given area.
I hear you, movement. Yeah,
and sure. So that's why I think what's happening here now, we've got the chairman of the Libertarian Party, the National
You've
Party.
You've got one guy who said he's going to move. This. It's not exactly a movement at this point of like, you know,
he's
high
not
level.
One guy. He's one of thousands. He's just right. A more noteworthy kind of celebritarian level person.
Right. If I thought we were talking about noteworthy celebritarians moving to New Hampshire.
I'm talking about everybody.
Okay.
I'm talking about
noteworthy celebritarians.
Well, that's what I thought we were talking about.
Well, but that's true. That's part of what I'm saying here is that the movement has become so successful that the more noteworthy ones are going to have to, you know, they're going to have to really ask themselves.
Why would the noteworthy ones be slower to sign up than
For the same reasons everybody else is slow to sign up. They got family, they got businesses, they've got things that they're doing wherever it is that they live. He has a car dealership or something like that. They're in the Phoenix area. People are busy.
The noteworthy ones will travel from around the country to go to this convention or that convention, speak on the ideas of liberty and human freedom, and then not move,
and then never move.
To the concentration of it.
Right. It doesn't make sense. It's frustrating. But the more that we have, the more success that we have, the more
people
like...
Maybe they spend a lot of time thinking about it, and they've come to the conclusion, as I have, that it's very difficult to retrofit the state. And that if you move to a place with a entrenched state, you're going to have a hard time retrofitting.
Well, I figured we'd get to your negative Nancy.
I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm trying to point out that that's a difficult task.
The Free State Project hasn't even completed its move, and you're already throwing your hands up. It's too hard. We got to leave and move to an island.
Yeah. My experience of living here for 13 years, completely irrelevant.
Epstein's Island.
Yeah, it's irrelevant. We're still in the early phases of this. It hasn't. The Free State Project migration hasn't even completed yet. But
I'm not here for the Free State Project. If I was here for the Free State Project, I'd have left when they kicked my radio show out of their convention.
That's just some sort of bureaucracy.
After getting a lifetime achievement.
That's a bureaucracy issue. That's a board issue. It has nothing to do with the idea of migrating people to New Hampshire. So let's not sidetrack into that.
Just saying. I'm not here for the Free State Project.
Whatever. The whole point, neither am I. I'm here for the migration of people who want to do something for freedom. And that's what Nicholas Sarwark is acknowledging here. Since he visited the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he saw what it's actually like to be among other people who care about freedom, and it makes a huge difference.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, civil disobedience, non-cooperation happening in New Zealand. I'm a big fan of both of those things. So we're going to get into what's going on. It has to do with gun confiscation down there. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And I do want to let you know about local.bitcoin.com. This is a pretty much a brand new site. It's been around maybe five, six weeks at this point. And it allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. And I did learn, I'm kind of new to the Venmo thing. I was complaining about it the other day that you couldn't load a balance with your debit card. Well, you don't need to, apparently. When you pay on Venmo, it just hits your debit card for the amount, and there's no fee. So I was able to buy Bitcoin Cash through Venmo from somebody and pay zero fee on, you know, for like, what I mean is Venmo didn't take a fee, right? So like the seller got obviously some money for their marking up. You know, they marked up the Bitcoin Cash a little bit and made a little bit of money. And it was super easy. So that's cool. And actually I was even funding my Venmo with my BitPay card. So I had a Bitcoin fueled debit card with which I was then buying Bitcoin Cash through a debit transaction. It's kind of crazy.
But now they're going to crack down on Venmo.
It worked. Well, Venmo may crack down because they actually technically don't allow that kind of stuff. But if they don't know about it, then yeah, it might take them a while to figure it out. Bank deposits, remittances, cash in person, and more. In fact, our co-host on Monday nights, Aria DiMezzo, has been going crazy with it. She's become the number one PayPal seller on local.bitcoin.com.
Yeah.
So she's been having a blast. She's thinking about quitting her job over this, which may be a little hasty, but you know, it might work out for her.
Commit to it.
Who knows? So go to local.bitcoin.com. It's private,
by the way.
It's
looking like a good time to buy Bitcoin Cash. Just looking at the charts down, here, right here. Yeah. It's down, so, you know, buying opportunity.
Yep, get on over there. And there's, by the way, no know-your-customer identification requirements to create the account on the site. That's because they don't ever hold your crypto. It's all in a wallet that you have control over. And there's also the communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So the site itself, the administrators, law enforcement, or whoever, you know, they can't read it because it's encrypted, which is pretty cool. Head over to local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here talking about this migration of people who were included in this migration, the three hosts of this show tonight, we all migrated here as part of this New Hampshire Freedom Migration. And we're starting to see more people like Nicholas Sarwark, the chairman of the Libertarian Party, who you happened to have on as a guest just within the last 2 weeks, I think,
yep,
Mark.
Yep.
And you weren't talking to him about moving to New Hampshire, apparently.
Never considered it. He's a, you know, he's got a successful business in Arizona,
yeah,
and he's lived there the whole time I have. I never even considered asking him, you know, hey, when are you going to move? Plus, I'm not the closer for New Hampshire like you are. You know, I figure people ought to figure out what freedom means to them and then pursue that geographically wherever that's best for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice thing to say for the average person, Mark. But I think for those of us who actually care about human freedom, getting ourselves together and concentrating our activism in one place is clearly the answer. And that's what Nicholas Sarwark is acknowledging here in his post over on his social media, where he says that he was one of the earlier signers of the Free State Project pledge, signer number 461. He signed back in 2002. He says the state was chosen, New Hampshire, but signups went slowly. The move was supposed to be triggered within 5 years of the project, or it would be abandoned. 5 years, or the project would be abandoned. 5 years came and went, but people kept signing up, and the project kept going. It wasn't until February of 2016 that the 20,000, person signed up.
I'd like to point out that I bet against that, because what it did was it sort of slowly ramped up. After the 5,000 signer spike, then it just really petered off as far as numbers. And then it slowly ramped up, and then at some point, Vince Profeto and a few other people put together a project of just basically Facebook advertising and got lots and lots of people to sign up. I was so jaded at that point as far as trying to get people to sign up for the Free State Project and getting shot down by the board over and over again.
Tactics, you mean?
On how to tactics. Do it? Okay. Yep. I needed their help to do the project that I had in mind, and it had to do with calling people on the telephone, just getting together lists and that sort of thing, and ringing people up. And at some point or another, this project came on, and I had said, you get X number, I think it was 5,000 people to sign up in 1 year. I don't know what the thing was. You get the project done in a year, I'll give you $1,000. No problem, by the way. It just went into more ads for getting people to move. So
wait, they did do that? They got it within a year?
Yep, they got it within a year from the time that I said it. I don't remember what the numbers were, but
nice. Sarwark continues. He says personal, professional, and political obligations, he says, kept me from following through on my pledge in 2016. My wife Valerie had never been to New Hampshire and didn't sign up for the Free State Project. We were in the middle of a presidential election.
Right. I wasn't married when I signed up for the Free State Project.
And he says business ties kept me in Phoenix. Earlier this year, I was invited to be a speaker at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Despite us being a signer from way back, it was my first time attending. The experience was incredible.
Yeah.
A sense of community, caring, cooperation, and peace. It's not easy to describe, but it's amazing to experience. And I got to say that that is the experience somebody is supposed to have at that event, at that Libertarian Camping Festival event, whether it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the new Fork Fest, which now happens during the same summertime at the same campground. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about it. Whichever one you're at, you're going to be around other people who care about freedom. And, you know, it's one thing to go to a libertarian convention somewhere and, you know, sit in a room with a bunch of other people and argue about bylaws, and that's god-awful, in my opinion. but to actually be around people who are really doing things within one geographic area, people who have not only created an amazing activist movement, but also a real community of people who, you know, help each other even move in. They've got these things called moving parties where, you know, people who migrate here, they come with a like a moving truck.
Sure.
Yep. You let somebody know in advance where you're going to be, what time you're going to, you know, the truck's going to be there, and, you know, what the location is.
Party.
And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if a dozen at least, maybe even more, people showed up, no matter where you end up in New Hampshire, whether it's, you know, the southern part of the state or even in the north country. I heard there's a lot of people moving up there these days.
I've been on both sides of that.
You've been moved in and
I've
you've helped.
I've been moved in and I've helped.
Yep, as have I, and I've done it more times than I can count. But, you know, that's just one example of the community here. In fact, it's such a large community that they don't all get along with one another. And I know that some people, you know, find that frustrating. But to me, it's just a sign of success. The fact that we have so many libertarians here that you don't have to be friends with them all. In fact, you can't be friends with them all. You couldn't possibly. There's so many of them. You couldn't know who they all are. And so, therefore, if there's somebody that rubs you the wrong way, that's okay. Just find somebody else you want to spend time with.
Yep.
There's plenty of them.
Yeah, just, you know, check out any, just check out the history of basically any denomination of Christianity.
Sure.
You will see the same thing happens. As they get more successful, people are like, oh, I can't live with this particular aspect of whatever. And then, you know, some go one way, some go another. And that's fine.
So when he came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it really sunk into him what it was that he'd been missing out on since he hadn't made the move yet. He says, having stepped away from day-to-day operations of the car dealership here in Phoenix, I realized there's nothing stopping me from moving now. Valerie and I discussed it, talked to our kids about it, weighed out the pros and cons, and decided together that we are moving to New Hampshire. Assuming all goes according to plan, and it doesn't always, he says, next month, we'll start our next chapter in the Granite State, surrounded by an intentional community of liberty lovers from all walks of life, and I will trade my 17-year-old signer number for a brand new mover number. Live free or die. So kudos.
Any idea where he's moving?
I don't know. Okay. That's a good question. There's 200-something comments here, but I haven't bothered reading any of them.
No.
He may not know yet. Might have just made the commitment.
Yeah, he may not know yet.
And that's the thing about when you're moving to New Hampshire. We decided, Ian, you bought a house before, a sight unseen.
I saw pictures.
Well, that's
but yeah,
sight
I did not
unseen.
Visit. I did not visit.
That's what that means.
Before moving.
And
we did the same with our rental.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I think it's a bigger commitment to buy a house.
It is.
It's crazy. But nonetheless, that's what he did. And we had no idea what one place or the other. We just sort of heard a few things here and there. And picking a place to move in a state where you've, because everybody moves because of sort of one or two things. Is it a job? Is it?
You mean moves if we're not talking about a political migration, just moving
right.
in general?
But people in general move for a small job. Variety of reasons. Well, I think that people might move for romantic reasons. Like,
okay.
Hey, you live there and we've met each other over the internet. I'll move there with it. You know,
you could argue that would be included under family. But yeah, you could break that out as romance. Sure.
Some people will move back or to be with, you know, their kids or something like that. But there's a small handful of reasons to move someplace.
Yep.
It would be rare that somebody says, I move here because I like skiing. That's, I mean, I suppose some have done it, but it's rare. But to move for the Free State Project, pretty unusual.
Like he says, it's an intentional community of liberty-loving activists, and that makes all the difference. Instead of it just being the random bunch that you happen to be in the city where you live, these are the people who want to make a difference. There's more coming up here. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live. We'll talk civil disobedience.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee-stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.